Hola comadres, before we begin today's episode, I just want to wish my bestie, my comadre, and my partner in crime, Lila, a very happy birthday. Also, happy anniversary! Tomorrow is 1 year since we began the Café con Canela podcast, and we are so excited and thankful for all of our listeners and all of our supporters. We're just so happy and excited that you enjoy listening to our segments, and make sure to let us know what you want to continue hearing, because we do this for you guys, and we want to make sure that you're enjoying everything that we're putting out there. So thank you again for the love and support. Hope you enjoy the next episode, and make sure to go wish Lila a happy birthday. We just can't fall asleep.
Exactly. I will fall asleep.
I'm not going to fall asleep.
Why do you think I fell asleep in the car?
Karina always falls asleep. Always. She'll be sitting on the couch like...
Y'all are boring.
Oh. She's a 40-year-old. What do you expect?
I know.
And it was so funny because in the car when you said like, oh, stop being like lame or whatever, and then she's over here falling asleep like...
Mm-hmm. I know.
I'm like, no, she's but like, here's I'm my not thing. Sleeping. I'm listening to everything.
I was like, let me fall asleep in the car
and then she
so I don't
sees
fall
the
asleep
building.
Here.
Oh, what are they building here? Like, I thought you listened to everything.
Well, welcome. We are back with another episode of Café con Canela, and today is a very special episode. I don't know if you noticed that there's more than just two voices here. Oh, now they're just going to be quiet. These bitches.
What did you want them to say?
Like, was like, that an in? Like,
hi, welcome. Welcome, everyone.
Hi, I'm Yesenia.
And I'm Lila.
I'm San Juanita.
I'm Karina.
I'm Megan.
Hey! We're here with a birthday celebration because it's Lila's birthday!
Yay! Yay!
A group of Latinas from the southeast side of Chicago. We created this platform because,
well, we just have something to say. Join us for laughs, cries, the ups and downs, and a little bit of tea.
Or café. So grab your café con canela.
Or coffee.
And let us be part of your Wednesday morning. So I'm really excited because I had this all planned out in my head. It's probably not how it turned out anyway. But we thought, okay, it'd be kind of cool to do an episode celebrating Lila's birthday, talking about how it is getting older now that we're in our late 30s.
Our last year in our 30s.
Yeah. And it's just like, now it's just going to be like, oh, now we're in our 40s. And I'm not going to want to say I'm in my 40s. I'm going to say, I'm 40. Like, you don't want to add anymore. It's like, no, I'm not in my 40s.
I just barely began it.
We're still in our 30s. So happy birthday, Lila. Because when this episode airs, it will be officially your birthday. You'll be 39. The big 39.
Thanks for announcing it.
Right.
Keep reminding me. I'm so excited.
So thrilled. But yeah, I mean, I don't feel old. So I'm excited.
I don't look old either.
You don't look old either, yeah.
No.
You don't look a day over 36. Just
thank
kidding.
Thank you. I'll take it.
33. And what are we drinking today? In celebration, we're not drinking Café con Canela today.
Birthday martinis.
What's in these lovely martinis?
They're so good. Everybody
Delish.
Had one.
Chug them, bitches.
And we love them.
Oh, that's what we have to say.
It's just our voice and not actual
not our facial expressions because these things are nasty. They just can't handle it.
They taste like poison.
I'm like
invited the Debbie Downer.
I'm like Joy.
Hey, I'm still drinking it though.
Yeah. Thank you. You can't tell.
If y'all can keep adding stuff to it to make
if
it
y'all
taste
can
better.
See, I wish you can see. You know what? I'm gonna put this part on Instagram. This is the part when Karina said, "At least I'm drinking it." Okay. This is my martini glass.
Show yours, Karina.
Show yours, Karina.
I'm taking like baby sips.
Look at that.
I'm still drinking it.
I think mine still looks
but then
low,
I gotta add this stuff to it, and I gotta add this stuff to it to make it just a little bit more tolerable.
Yeah. Well, what's funny is that this reminds me of the episode in Friends when they're doing the Thanksgiving dinner, and then Jennifer Aniston, Rachel does the, what is it,
7-layer.
Oh yeah! Yes.
What is it called? Yes. The English.
It's a truffle. Was it a truffle?
Well, she wanted to do the truffle, but it got mixed up with the shepherd's pie.
Yes.
So, and then he's just like, and Joey's like, "What's there not to like?" And he's like, "Custard, good. Jam, good. What was it?
Beef.
Beef, good.
Not together."
That's how. That's how I am. I'm just like, "Was there vodka? Good. Champagne." It's okay. I'll drink to that. No. I like to try different things, so I'm glad we're trying something new. Probably won't make it again, but hey. If y'all want to make it, we'll make sure to put it on our Instagram.
No.
All right, so I know you all know that I normally do the Cheese My Fridays. This past Friday, what I ended up doing is I went on my stories and I asked if we wanted to do, if the listeners or followers can give us suggestions on a this or that game so we can play amongst each other. So I have a couple of this or that questions as well as would you rather. Y'all ready?
Yes.
Okay, and I want the truth and nothing but the truth, okay?
You got it. Okay.
All right, the first one that we have is a suegra who's all up in your business or a suegra who doesn't give a fuck about or ignores you.
Oh, shit.
I want her to ignore me. I don't want to deal with her.
Really?
Okay, wait, hold on.
Yes. I'm sorry. Ooh,
because that could be a little more like ignorant, like in your face.
Yeah, like, or what if you want to have that relationship with her and she's just like, mm-mm.
But then
like, you'll never be good enough for my son. Like, girl, what?
I'm the best thing that ever happened to his
son. Absolutely.
I prefer the nosy one. The one that's all up in my business, because I guess I can't see how I like my suegra, so I'm very lucky that I have a really, really nice suegra.
But you want her in your business, like telling you how you should be raising your kids or how you should be or insist on going on a family vacation with you, like,
no, but I also don't want to be ignored, you know what I mean? So, like, I don't want her to not like me, you know, so I'd rather her.
But just because she ignores you, does that mean she doesn't like you, or is it just like she's just got her own life? Because if it's because she got her own life, then I'm all for that.
Oh, well,
one.
Then yeah, then
be my guest. Then do you?
Yeah, Google? But I think this one's
then
more.
And if it's that one, then I have that because she minds her business and she doesn't really bother me, you know. But I think that it's more like doesn't give a f about you.
Oh,
or ignores
and
you.
Probably does malicious probably things to, like,
maybe
exclude
doesn't
you.
Do malicious, yeah, to
like, exclude,
exclude
you, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
does things
so, okay, so you want your mother-in-law to be all in your business?
Over exclude me? Like, let's say there is, like, a big family party and then they only exclude you. Like,
so
you
what?
Feel, like,
but your
shit,
husband's
like,
not going to exclude you. And if I'm excluded, then you must be excluded, too.
I guess the way Ooh. I see it is, like, I'm already used to the metiche tias. What's one more? So... You know.
I mean, like, his mom pretty much minds her own business. Mm-hmm. She's got, you know, her own business to take care of her own
I just things. Noticed that she had a freaking,
straw?
A straw.
That's
she
right.
She only had it in her hand.
Yeah.
I just noticed it.
But, yeah, I'm just like, as long as she, like, keeps her distance and doesn't think she can, you know, come over here and do this and do that. And No. Like, okay, so we just got a house, right? We just bought a new house. And she keeps asking which one is her room. So you know what I told her? I was like, the one that's in your house.
Oh,
that's your
my
room.
God. And she doesn't get mad? She didn't get offended?
I don't know. I didn't care. But
I don't know. I think it's too extreme. I guess I would
that's
rather
I mean.
Be the one all in my business. No, I couldn't.
Right.
Because they know I'm going to tell me what to, like.
Because you're too independent.
I don't
want to,
yeah,
like
I don't even want, I don't care about your opinion.
So you probably don't mind being, not giving a fuck.
Yeah, I guess so, like.
I guess I'd go with that one
as
well.
Yeah, like, because I'm doing my own thing in my own house. You do your own thing in your house. And if that means we don't speak because of that, well, then we don't speak. I would just like to have a good relationship with my future mother-in-law if there's ever one, but if I had to pick, then mind your business.
Yeah.
Okay. How about you, Megan? She's like, I plead the fifth.
George's parents are, like, super nice. Like, I love them.
Yeah, you guys are all lucky.
Yeah.
We are.
They're
I will
not,
say
like,
that. I'm
my
lucky.
So, I don't know. I think I would feel, like, I don't want to feel excluded, I guess, from family fun.
But you'd want them in your business? Coming into your house and being like, hmm.
No.
Why
no.
did you paint your walls
that way? I wouldn't want to.
Like, stuck my walls?
Or I guess no. because I've always had an issue with, like, not being included. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, so, like, me, like, mentally, that would fuck with me, like, as opposed to...
I mean, like, if, the, you know, like, I like you, you like me, you know, like, and if you want to do your thing, you do your thing, I do my thing, it's fine. I guess I'm
That's not the option.
That's why.
You said you're going to go with the one I don't give a fuck?
Yeah. Because I'm going to do, you know what I mean? I'm going to do me no matter what.
Like, I think my thing is, just don't come, do not be over all the time. Just don't. Like, my son, you're gonna make that for my son for dinner. You know he's not gonna like it.
Yeah.
What?
But then see,
you can come over every day and make dinner for all of us.
I'm able to ignore shit like that. You know what I mean? Like, I'll be like, whatever. You know what I mean? Like, so I guess for me, it's like, it's no big deal because I can just ignore it. I can ignore it. You know, like, I can just be like, oh, whatever. But I'd rather be like, what's it called? Buzzed about or like, then not, you know?
Right.
But yeah, okay, so that's a good one. Okay, so I guess here I'm the only one that chose a chismosa. I said that I'd rather have a chismosa than a suegra that doesn't pay attention to me. Everybody else said no.
No. Deuces.
They said that they can live with their suegra not giving a F about them.
Bye, girl.
I love you, Maria.
All right, let's see what we got next. Cookies or cupcakes? Simple. That's an easy one. Cookies or cupcakes?
Cupcakes.
Cookies.
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 Ooh.
Can I get a cookie on top of a cupcake?
I'm not a fan of either.
She said cake.
I guess. No, I like chips. I like flan. Can flan be an option? No. I guess I'm gonna say cookies because you could make them crunchy, like if they're like not crunchy, like, ¿cómo se llama?
Soft or
no,
hard?
No, not soft. I like them like hard. Yeah, like hard.
I like it hard.
No cucumber. Or no like
the,
over here.
Like the soft shell, hard shell.
No. Wait. We'll come into that.
Oh, hold on. You know what? Okay, so if the option was a muffin, I like muffins.
That's like a cookie. That's
exactly.
Okay.
That's
oh, I'm sorry.
Like without frosting.
Without the frosting. But the top of the muffin is like the best.
The muffin top.
I think I would do cookies because I like cookies.
The muffin top. I like me muffin top. Okay, so
cookies all day.
Cookies all day. Okay. Ooh, this is a good one.
Top or bottom?
This is a good one. No, I didn't get there yet. This one is a good one though. Never get angry or never be envious. I already know my answer. Never be envious. I don't mind getting angry. I'm great at it. I don't want to be envious.
I don't want to be envious either.
I don't want to. I want to be able to live my life, not worry about anyone else or compare myself. Like,
right, because
100%.
Like, I'm sorry for anybody that has to deal with my anger. But I have to deal with the envious. Like, myself, it makes me sick. So it's just like, I'd rather not.
Yeah.
How about you, ladies?
Same. I would rather
envious. I'd rather not be envious.
Never be envious.
And you know what's crazy? It's something sort of like that we can actually accomplish, but it's like so hard. Like, there are people that are not envious.
Hold on,
you know what I mean? Like, that they just don't care about what other people have, and it's not even about what other people have. I don't know what it is, but whatever.
It's that comparison, like, why do they do this? Why, oh, I wish I had that, and I wish,
yeah,
it is a comparison.
Is that the cake from
Cal City Bakery? Shout out, woo woo
woo woo. Okay. iOS or Android?
Oh, you know.
Come on.
iOS.
iOS all the way, baby.
Woo. Yeah.
You don't have to say anything. She's jumping on this side.
I am.
Yeah, you are. What happened to all those questions you were asking?
I was asking. I got an iPhone, but I want my Android back.
Really?
Why?
Why are you saying iOS?
Sorry. I do want it, like, back. I mean, I like this because I could, like, do the little GIFs and stuff.
How long have you had it for?
Android, you could do that, too.
I know. I'm like, this wasn't my Android because my Android was, like,
you want this
20 years old.
From 1996?
How long have you had your iPad for? That's what I was
saying. They got it.
Like, earlier this year, maybe, like, I don't know, April, May, maybe?
No, oh, you had it for that long?
June, maybe?
Maybe it was August. I think it was, like, right before Haley
left. Lila makes it sound like it was last week.
Yeah,
I still don't know how to use it, like,
it'll take you a little bit, but no, you'll, man.
I couldn't go back to an Android.
Yeah.
I could not.
My next one's going to be an Android.
No, it's not. You're going to stay with the iPhone. Once you start playing with it, you're going to.
I can't even see what's the biggest difference. Like,
oh, there's a huge difference.
You know what? If you go into the settings, what the hell is all this shit in the settings? Like, I don't need. What the
hell?
All this fucking stuff.
Yeah.
It's like, why? Why do we
need I'll tell you later.
Wait for it. Yeah, I know. Wait for it.
Eventually, you get to that. You do get to. I mean, I don't know. I love my iPhone. I have an Android for work. I don't even use it. I ended up just transferring all my work costs to my iPhone.
Yeah.
I just don't even want to deal with it.
Yeah, I don't even know the difference. I guess I don't use it enough to know the difference.
Yeah.
All right.
We can do a lot of things with this thing.
Yeah.
Joking you with the Android, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm
like.
Great.
I'm like, no.
Like, I don't feel like I'm missing out because I don't have
iOS wins.
Yeah,
my iPhone. I mean, I don't think so. I think the three of us said
no,
Android.
No, she said iOS.
Oh. I meant.
No, too late.
No,
I got Android.
Let's rewind the tape.
Listen.
Okay, let's go to the next question. Next question. Filmy, what are you doing? Oh, good job.
Like, what can
it happen? All too well. Oh, I don't even. Okay.
What?
All right. All too well versus all too well Taylor's version.
Oh my god.
How would we
neither.
Know?
Neither.
Okay, listen.
What is
that your response?
No!
Like you had that your question and your response?
No. You included it.
I did not ask this question. Listen, we just had these girls won't even let me talk about my feelings about the Taylor version.
You can talk about your feelings
no,
with all the TikTokers.
Can we
because y'all come out?
Because I don't know what she's saying.
Exactly. I tried to play it off earlier, but Karina and Lila wanted to shut me down, like, all rude and stuff, you know? So I didn't get a chance to
talk about it. Yeah, because
we don't care. Because Karina doesn't care.
No.
So, anyway, I will give you my opinion because apparently I'm the only Taylor Swift fan here. Mm-hmm. I 100% all too well Taylor's version. It is amazing. I couldn't even believe that I could listen to a 10-minute song and not even realize it's 10 minutes. It was like, ugh, it took me back. Honestly, here's the thing. It's like, I'm an older millennial. So, like, we're Xennials. That's what I like to say, Xennials. Because we weren't in the Taylor generation. Like, when the Taylor music that I remember growing up was Romeo and Juliet. I think it was Romeo and Juliet. What was that other song? I think that was it. What other songs was it around that time? That's the only one that I remember
for Taylor Swift.
I didn't listen to Taylor Swift. I still don't.
No, that was... No,
I mean, I did like Taylor Swift, but...
But I think it was like just that song that like... Like Romeo... That one. It wasn't until later, that I'm older.
What, in our 20s?
Yeah, we were in our 20s, I think, when she came out. I think.
How old is she?
She's
12.
I think she's 10 years younger than us.
Okay.
I think she's like 9 or 10 years younger than us. So what I'm saying though is that like, so we were old. We were older. We were past the Taylor generation. So I didn't get into Taylor until now. I mean, I still like some of her music growing up. I thought she was a very talented girl. But now I'm actually paying attention to her music and I'm like, oh my goodness, this girl was like so freaking talented, dude. She's like amazingly talented. And I give her props and I think that like the whole storyline of why she had to recreate all her music, it just goes to show what a very smart business person that she is. And I give her props and yeah, I'm all for her version of All Too Well. And F Jake Gyllenhaal. Anyway.
Next. Cheers to that, girl.
Toilet paper. Over or under? I do the same one.
Over.
Under.
Over.
Oh, God. Under.
My bad. Under. Yeah, my house is under.
No, it's over.
Under,
yeah, over.
Come on, Megan, you're the tiebreaker.
I'm like trying to figure it out. Toilet paper
over or under?
Under.
Under.
I don't.
Yeah, it's over. Yes, we win. Okay. Top or bottom?
Bottom.
Top. You know what? Okay, so here's the thing. I feel like bottom.
I feel like I'm like all crushed and like my stomach's all in my face.
Nah, but I don't like the top either. Alright, because I'm too worried about like everything that's bouncing that shit and bounce.
I stopped worrying about that shit already.
So I'm bottom. I'm just go bottom all day.
Didn't I tell you this a long time ago? Like, who cares?
I care.
I
Nobody else complains. I care. Yeah. So I could be at the bottom. I will turn around and boom.
I flip top.
Here's the thing: is that I'm bottom when I'm being lazy.
That's what I mean.
But
to me, it's like, I don't
want to
do the work.
But I cannot.
This is more for you than it is for me, so I'll be at the bottom.
For any of my family members listening, please just shut it off right now. Please, I'm warning you. I'm giving you a couple seconds. Turn this off.
1, 2, 3, go.
I cannot, and I'm sorry, I cannot come when I'm at the bottom. I can't.
Yeah,
I can't finish. There's no way. So I have to get on top to finish. I'll do it quick, and I know
that's
exactly
what, I mean,
what to
just
do.
To get the job done.
I know, just to get the
top,
job done. Yeah, I go on top just to get the job done because I know exactly what I need to do, and then I'll go on the bottom or I'll turn around for him to finish. Like, whatever.
She said, I know exactly what I need to do.
Yeah, like, I'm not going to bullshit around here anymore.
I don't have an issue any which way or nothing.
Yeah,
I was like,
like sideways.
Yeah, right. I don't have problems. Like,
I wouldn't call it a problem or an issue.
No, it's a problem. Preference.
It's, preference.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
I could care less if I come or not. I'd rather be at the bottom.
What the hell? Why? Look at Megan's face. I'm sorry.
I mean, it's still enjoyable. So for me, I could care less.
Yeah.
So like.
Oh no. I don't think so.
I would rather, like, see, I don't care to be on top.
On the bottom, I don't enjoy it as much on the bottom. Like, it's not for me. I'm not. It's just, honestly, if it's, I'm on the bottom, it's for me to just, like, chill. Like, kind of like, okay, I'm just going to relax because you do your thing. Whatever. top. Top and then back.
Where'd that come from? No.
Thought we were going there, no?
Yeah, okay, that's fine.
All right, let's see. Tattoos or piercings?
Tattoos.
For who?
I know.
For the man. Oh, that's a good question. Okay.
Oh, for the man?
For the man.
For sure. Tattoos.
Tattoos for sure.
Yeah, don't 100%. Come at me with no piercing in your eyebrow.
Neither.
In your nose. No, thank you.
You don't like any?
I don't like any.
If it's a piercing in the ear, all right, we can handle that. Piercing anywhere else, no. And tattoos, I don't like them.
Megan?
I like both.
Both? How about for yourself? What do you prefer? Do you prefer tattoos or piercing?
I don't have a preference.
I like them both, and actually I wanted to know if anybody wants to go with me because I really want to get my nose pierced.
I've been wanting to get my nose pierced.
I had it done before, and I've been wanting to get it done for like the last three or four years, but I kept feeling old. But now more and more I'm seeing people are still having to like kind of like older people, I guess. Oh, shit.
No.
I meant to just go get it done. You know what I mean?
I have a nose piercing.
Mine's closed.
I just don't wear it.
Yeah, I remember.
See, mine is still there, and I may still be able to pop it. I don't want to. I'd rather just go get it repaired. But anyway.
Well,
she did have one.
They just closed as soon as they take it out.
Oh, really?
Oh, wow. Yeah. I got a piercing because my sister took me to get it. Not because I wanted to go get one in my nose. And here I am like an idiot. Like, okay, let's go get her nose pierced.
I want to go get the other side.
No.
I seen the girl like with it on.
Yeah.
No.
That's really pretty.
I have one and that's it. And I'm good with it.
And I want to get this.
No.
That's good.
I don't like it either.
And I kid you not, I was watching the other day, like, it was last weekend, I want to say. I don't know. I put on, I think it was Amazon Prime, and then they were, like, advertising some show. And I was like, oh, is this, like, a Real Housewives? I just saw a bunch of women, right? And then I go to put it on. I didn't even read, like, an intro or anything. I'm like, it was called Tampa Bay's. And I was like, oh, okay, what's this? And some of the girls had the piercings and they look younger than us or whatever. And I'm like, oh, this is a lesbian show. I'm like, oh, okay. Like, but they had like the piercing and that's what made me I'm like, man, I really like her piercing. Like one of them, I think her name
is Summer. Let's go, Shandy. We'll plan it. We'll all go. We can all get something.
Well, I can just watch because mine just go good.
Yeah. Well, see, I'm sure mine might be too because my host, it takes a while to actually close up. But I don't want to risk it because I know that'll get affected if I try to poke it or something.
Yeah, I don't.
Yeah. But okay, we'll plan that. We'll plan that before the end of the year. Yeah. I mean, we got a month.
Yeah.
You know, let's go tomorrow.
Let's go. I hope it's Sunday. I hope it's Sunday. 90s grunge or early 2000s boy bands? What do you consider 90s grunge?
Like Nirvana?
I was going to say Nirvana.
Metallica?
Oh. See, I can't choose.
I think I'm going to go with 90s grunge.
Like, I can't choose. Like, because, I love it all.
If I had a choice of putting on, let's say... Honestly, I don't even know what 90s grunge is. I'm going to
assume... That's what I'm saying. Like,
Nirvana?
Let me Google
it. No, I would rather listen to...
the 2000s, like...
I would rather listen to Metallica than to listen to, like, Backstreet Boys.
Yeah.
And I would rather listen to Backstreet Boys than...
What's your baby?
Right. That's music.
Chance Ahoy.
Rock.
90s grunge bands. Okay.
Don't go that way.
No bueno.
Don't yeah, it's like Nirvana, Soundgarden, Pearl
don't
Jam.
Don't even give it
Alice,
to the dog.
Alice in Chains.
Yeah, I would go with 90s grunge.
I don't know. I mean, I can't really choose. I like both. I was never really big on like I liked some of Nirvana's songs. Like I was never like I don't know a lot of their music. You know what I mean? Like I know some, but it was just mainly like what was popular. You know what I mean? Like I never really. I don't know. But I mean, I don't know a lot of these bands that they're listing.
Yeah, I wouldn't know enough.
The only ones, I don't think a Metallica is 90s grunge. I think of that as more like metal music, not even heavy metal, but like metal, kind of. I don't know. But anyway, I don't know. I like it all. Let's see what else is going on. Oh, Menudo or Pozole? Pozole.
Pozole.
Pozole. But I do love Menudo. But Pozole. Hands down.
Are we going to get a different drink?
Girl, go get it. If you don't want to drink it, don't drink it. Drink
whatever you got.
Regular vodka.
All right. Laundry or dishes?
Laundry.
What are we doing? What are we choosing?
Dishes. Dishes.
No, I'll do laundry. I hate dishes.
I choose dishes. And honestly, the only reason I choose dishes is because of my laundry, the washer and dryer is downstairs in the basement. And I fucking hate having to go outside to go to the basement. I fucking hate it. And I always drop something on the floor, especially when it's raining or something, and it fucking it pisses me off. Anyway, so yeah, I choose dishes.
I can't decide. I don't mind either one.
Yeah,
same. Why aren't y'all just the perfect fucking wife?
I'm like, because I put in a load of laundry while I'm doing the dishes.
There you go.
Yeah.
You know what?
Well, you have a different situation. Yeah. Usually you have to leave your house.
That's the only reason I hate it. It's because I actually have to leave to go downstairs.
No. You know what?
If it wasn't like, I could fold laundry.
I could throw it. Yeah, like you just throw it in and that's it. Yeah. You're not physically washing
it. So
I
can
just
use the checklist. That's the only reason.
Wait, I've been doing laundry now. It's like so sloppy. So I'm like, I guess I'll do it. I throw it in. And then I used to be so good about like taking it out the dryer right away, hanging it up. No, I just throw it on the couch. Like now I have couches where all this clean laundry goes. And I'm like, I go up and down. Like,
I have literally baskets everywhere.
And now, I can't do that.
Laundry everywhere.
I can't do that. I take it out of the laundry and I fold it right away.
Yeah, I used to do that, but
I have
a chair. I have a chair. Couches. When I place all the clothes that I have to hang on, and it's been sitting there for 3 weeks and I haven't hung it up.
No, those couches are just piles like up. My little placeholder.
On top of the couch, we have like the piles of like each kid. I'm normally pretty good at putting the kids' stuff away, and like even mine now because I bought these these little drawers from Groupon, from Amazon, which I love. Like, I love them. I bought cheaper ones before, and I hated them because they were so cheap and flimsy. These were a little pricier, but they're good quality. So, like, I have them right now in the dining room because we're supposed to take out the dresser, and we just haven't had a chance to take out the dresser from my room for me to put this thing in. So now it's in the dining room, so it's easy for me to put the clothes away. So that's the only reason I'm able to put my clothes away. But the clothes that has to hang, it's been on the chair, piled up. And yeah. It was already fall tipping over, so I had to get another chair.
They have couches, like 30 couches. They're holding all this laundry. Like,
I fold everything. I pair the socks right away. And I hang every shit. Like,
don't let my husband hear this because he's gonna be all pissed off. Like, really? Really?
I know, right?
I don't do that shit. It's my bad. Okay. All right, next one. Hand job or blow job?
Blow job.
Hand.
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 I hate it.
I mean, hand. I don't know why. Like, I hate blow jobs, but a hand job.
It's so boring. Yeah.
Yeah, but like if I was in fucking high school again, but now, if some guy were to be like, jerk my shit, I'd be like,
do it yourself.
I'm not fucking 16. I'm not doing that.
Yeah, no, I
like absolutely. You better tell me to put my mouth on it, but no. I don't want to. But still, like,
no. See, Norm, I don't like. My family should not be listening to this. But like, Eric never asks for a hand job. That's just me offering a hand job when I don't want to fucking give a blow job. Okay, I'm sorry. Like, I'm not. No, like, here, I'll finish you off. Here you go. Like, there you go.
I prefer a blow job. I don't mind it. I really don't like it at all.
I don't like it, but I would rather do that than a hand job. I'm not doing no hand job.
I don't want to get into specifics.
Like, what are we?
Yeah.
Nothing.
Come out of my mouth. I'm like, let me be quiet. No,
there were specifics of
I'm like, never mind.
Remind me to never share a drink with you.
We already did.
I did not.
Oh, shit.
Oh, thank you, dear.
And so did you, Tania.
I did.
I didn't do it today, guys. Not today. Not yet.
Ew.
She brushed her teeth before she came. I sure did.
Swim or tan?
Tan.
No, I like to swim.
Swim. Tan.
I like to swim.
I'm swimming.
But I do like to tan.
But we.
You I can tan while
swim.
I'm swimming.
Yeah, you can tan when you're swimming.
Yeah.
The water especially, it helps the tanning.
That's true.
Ooh,
swim.
Cool. Oh, I can't wait for nice warm weather.
Yeah.
I'm going to go on vacation.
It's going to take a while.
Ooh. Cheat on your significant other or get cheated on?
Ooh.
Oh.
Oh, fuck.
Everyone's shut down.
The cheating. I don't. It's not what I want to do, but I don't want. But at the same time, like, I don't want it to happen to me because of the way you feel when that happens to you. So I wouldn't want to make someone else feel like that. But
if he's going to do it, I'm going to do it. Fuck it.
Well, it's either him or me, and let him be heartbroken instead of me.
Because nobody wants to.
I don't
want to
be sad.
He can be sad.
Men handle sadness better anyways.
Yeah. I choose to cheat to be the cheater just because I know I can't handle being cheated on. Like, yeah, I can't handle it. I go crazy, I think. Like, literally, mentally, I don't know. Like, I don't know if I can handle it. Like, you want me sane for your kids, right?
And that's why I don't have kids. I'm just kidding.
So, I don't want to be a cheater. I don't want to cheat.
Right, nobody.
But if it's between the two of us.
Yeah, right. Like, sorry. I don't want to be hurt, but if we have to pick one, it's definitely going to be you. Like, you could be the one that's hurt. I don't want to be sad. No, I don't want that.
But I love you, baby.
Yeah, like.
I
love you, baby. It's just a game.
All right. Is Angie?
Neither. No.
You gotta pick John.
Nobody wants me.
Let's be rational, okay? Would you rather him be crying?
You don't want to cry.
Exactly. Let
you
him
don't
want
to cry.
He'll be okay. He'll get over it. Men get over it.
Crying is good.
I mean, I love crying. I cry all the time.
Crying is good.
I just don't want to cry.
Yeah, but not over that.
Not over that.
Yeah.
I cleanse myself daily. Trust me.
I cry on my way to
these
work.
These tears now. Come out.
Driving home, I have sunglasses. It's not even sunny. Like, don't even watch. Don't even look.
Right?
All right, ladies. I know that we've all... I mean, like... It makes me a little sad because I'm sure I have it written somewhere and I can't find... I don't remember where it's at. But we've all thought back to us turning even 30 or 40. And thinking, oh, this is where I think I'm going to be. Or this is what I want in 10 years. This is what I want for a year. So, like, think back 10 years from now. Are you happy with where you're at now? Or, like, is it where you want it to be? Or, you know, is it the same life that you thought that you wanted to have?
I mean, I'm happy with where I'm at now. I don't know what I was thinking 10 years ago. Right. But I definitely didn't think I would still be single. Yeah, like, for sure.
Yeah, okay. In that respect, yeah, like, with that same thought. Like, yeah, with the kids, like, I knew I wanted it. Because even 10 years ago, I mean, I already had Gio. Mm-hmm. So... Marco was like when I was pregnant with Marco, but I mean I knew the family was there, but definitely expected myself to be like married and have a bigger house, live in a different area. Like I guess I was thinking bigger, like oh, it'd be nice to have a bigger home and like the career wise.
You
do, like,
you are in a bigger home than what you were in 10 years ago, no?
Yeah. Oh yeah, I was at the apartment. Right. I wasn't in the apartment.
So you did 10 years. You did kind of move, but.
Yeah, but I guess I was figuring, like, I was gonna I wasn't even going to live in a different area. You know, according to me, like, I'm going to live in a different area. And then, of course, I would have wanted a double income household so that I'd be, like, more options and traveling. And so I guess, I do stop myself a lot from being where I need to be.
I wouldn't say the word need to be.
Yeah, because I...
Where I thought I wanted to be. Wanted to be.
Yeah, because need, I mean, you're... You're good. Like
you're good. I honestly, like, I look at your life, and obviously, it's from the outside. You are goals, Sandy. You know? You have your career. You have your house. You have your family. Granted, you're not married, but it doesn't mean it's not a family. You have your family.
Right.
You know, and you're, and you're secure. You're financially good.
Yeah.
And...
Yeah, I am proud of myself with that. Like, financially, like, being able to save up. Of course, I didn't do much. Like, I didn't really go anywhere and do anything, but I am financially secure where I'm, like, thinking about, like, oh, maybe I should have a business. Like, now thinking of a business, a separate business to have. Yeah. So, yeah, I would say, in comparison, like, yes, I am where. I like where I am.
That's good.
Yeah, but the single part.
I think that's what's important. Is, like, it does, obviously, I mean, like, I know that for me, for my life, I'm sure I didn't I really thought that I was going to be a big-time actress by now. I really did. Right, you know, it's taking a little longer, but it's okay.
You're pretty much TikTok
famous. But, yeah, but, like, even just like that, like, I don't, you know, like, I don't see myself as TikTok famous or whatever, like, I'm not famous. But I am doing what I love. I am still doing what I love. I may not be making, like, a full-time living off of it yet, but I do know that it's reachable now. And I think that that's where I'm just like, okay, like, I feel good now. Maybe 3 years ago, I definitely was probably not happy in the place that I was at. But a lot has changed, even during the pandemic. I will say, I know the pandemic was rough on a lot of people. And look, we lost a lot of lives during that, and it was sad. All in all, it was sad because we lost a lot of people. But for me personally, it was a good thing. It was a positive thing. I think it was something that I needed. And... good things came out of it for me and for my family. But that's just us. So, like, yeah, it's definitely not where I expected to be 10 years ago. I really, really thought I was going to be in my own show or something, or in a movie, Hollywood, living in LA, hopefully. I'm not there yet, but it's okay. I'm happy with where I'm at. I wish I would have worked more towards it. Like, I wish I would put more time into it, and I wasn't such a procrastinator, but I'm getting there. How about you, ladies? the birthday.
Well, I already said, I'm happy with where I'm at. I just didn't think that I would still be single, but that doesn't, just because I'm single, I wouldn't say I'm unhappy with that.
Yeah, definitely.
It's just not what I thought. It's just not what I thought I would be doing at 40 or near 40. But, you know, I got one more year, so hopefully Mr. Right is out there. And by 40, I'll be happily engaged.
Yeah.
Hey, you move pretty quick.
Hey. Hey, no time to lose.
We got 39. I know exactly what I'm looking for. He should know what he's here. Like, you got that right. But, yeah. I mean, other than that, I do wish my kids were not so annoying, but... They're okay.
I always knew my kids were going to be fucking loud. But I did expect that. I did think I was going to have more kids. I really thought I was going to have at least 6. I have 2. Loud as fuck.
Megan? I thought Serena? I'd be... I mean, okay, yeah, I've been with my boyfriend for what? It's going to be 6 years.
Crazy, man.
And I would have thought we would have... Well, not me and him, but obviously. I would have thought I would have been married already. And I would have had at least 2 children.
Two? 40?
Yeah, of course, definitely. Mm-hmm. You know, I really thought that. I thought that it would happen like in my early 30s. Mm-hmm. And it didn't go in that direction. Yeah. You know, but I am happy where I'm at. And as much as I thought I wanted kids, yeah, no, that's not going to happen. I'm like, no, I'm okay. I'm happy without them. And when I was younger, I'm like, oh, I definitely have to have kids. You know, you go into that, like,
you're supposed to be a mom.
Exactly. I'm supposed to be a mom. I'm supposed to be a wife. I'm supposed to, you know, yeah, exactly. That's what we're here for. We're women, you know? Yeah. And at first, like, I was like, oh, I should have a kid, at least one, you know? And then you hear all these other ladies, oh, you should, because you don't want to be alone. The fuck? Why would I be alone? Yeah. But, you know, I'm like, your kids don't stay with you your entire life.
Well, exactly. Yeah. But that's what I get with about just having the 2 boys. Like, everybody's like, well, who's going to take care of you when you get old? You need a daughter. Like,
first of all,
I plan on taking care of myself till I fucking die. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But if not, my kids are there. Like, they will do it whether they're boys or girls. But I just got to make sure their wives understand that they got to take care of me. So, you know.
Yeah. I'm like,
we'll cross that bridge in a couple years.
This is that annoying mother-in-law. You don't want to be.
Yeah, you better believe it. You better believe it.
You're gonna be the choosing some mother-in-law.
Ain't no female gonna come and take my son. Like, you are not taking care of your mom, bitch. Yes, he is.
Yes, he is. Yeah. Now that you say that, I remember I told Gio or Marco. I forgot. I think I might have told Gio. I was like, you know, when you get older, you have to take care of me. Like, you may want to be a construction worker so you can build me a house.
Yeah.
Take care of me like that. And I'm like, I took care of you all these years.
My mom, when we were younger, she used to tell us, don't worry about it. You don't have to take care of me when I get older. Just put me in a nursing home. And I used to be like, why would I do that? You know, like, I'm just thinking, like, why would I do that?
My mom says that.
Right, and now, she's like, no me vayan a poner en una casa de esas. Yo no estoy viejita. I'm like, yeah, mom, yeah, you are. But,
what are we looking at? Like, these are dogs.
I know, right? But now she's like, whatever. Ya no se preocupen. Porque ya tengo esposo que me va a cuidar. I know. That's it. Yeah. I'm like, I don't got to deal with that.
I used to always think that, too. I'm like, oh, my God, I can't believe people put their parents in homes. I'm like, but some of these homes are nice, and like, they take care of them better than I would take care of them, you know, like. Yeah.
And no, but I tell my kids, like, don't hesitate. Yeah. Put me there. Like, why would I want to be a burden on my children? Like, that's the way I see it. Like, like, not that I'm saying that my mom's a burden on me, but like, my kids are going to have their own lives.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then to be like, oh, sorry, no, like, once a week you got to come and check on me, like, I mean, you could do that when I'm in a home, like,
and that's still a life that in the home. Like, it's a community,
senior living.
Yeah,
I'm like, they have activities.
I mean, there's some that are really bad,
and you have other people that you can be with. Like, if I never get married, what am I gonna do? Be sitting on my recliner at 70 by myself?
I'm gonna sit in my recliner.
Oh, okay. And George is going to be like, why are you still here?
I don't bye, George. No. Yeah. See, okay, I think I would prefer that.
George. Like, stop talking about nursing homes. No. Because y'all ain't getting any younger, okay?
Megan hasn't said her response.
I thought I was going to be a makeup artist when I was younger. For all this, these people are like super, super talented. But I thought I was going to be a makeup artist for like Scream, like something like Nightmare on Elm Street, you know, doing makeup like that.
Are you still interested in makeup like that?
No, not really. No? Not really. You know, I always knew I wanted a lot of kids and I only had three.
Exactly.
And now the grandbaby, so she kind of like makes up for that, you know, kid that I don't have or whatever.
Well, you do have kids.
I do.
Everybody's like, she's like a four.
She's so
children.
Adorable, yeah. Too.
She's so adorable. I love her so much. She's a brat. She's a rat-a-tat-tat. And then when I went into nursing school, I told myself my 10-year plan. I graduated nursing school in 2008. My 10-year plan was to be an RN first assist doing, you know, working in the operating room.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, that didn't happen. Yeah, so now it's just, I guess, just being a grandma. And if I could just stay home and be a stay-at-home mom, and I'd rather do that.
Oh, I would love a grandma.
That. I know. Yeah, I know. Take care of my kids.
Don't.
But that's it. I mean, I'm happy where I'm, you know, where I'm at. You know, I'm happy where I'm at, but at the same time, apply to another job. Because I've been working from home now for like 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know.
It's really long.
It's already been 3 years. Yep. Wow. I still remember when you first got it. Because we went out to eat to that place in Indiana. We went for the margaritas. Remember? It was a restaurant. And it was,
oh, is it like on a hill or something?
I don't remember.
I think it was.
And we were there, and it took us a while to get a seat.
Casa del Mar.
Yes. Yeah. It took us a while to get a seat. And I remember when I was there, one of Ariel's teachers or something was there. We went into her. And you had just started at your job.
Yeah.
So 10 years from now, I'll be 49.
God damn.
Yeah,
I know. I'll be like,
oh, God.
Oh, yeah. Shut up.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Yeah, my kids will be 22 and 30, so maybe I'll be a grandma.
22 and 30.
I would like to. I would like for my son to be married. Shit, I don't know. I mean, but maybe I'll find my rich husband in the next year, so by the time this time next year, we'll be celebrating maybe our 10-year anniversary. And he'll buy me an RV and we can travel across the United States.
An RV?
Yeah, nice. That's what I want.
Really?
I
like cool.
That's what I want. Oh. I mean, I still want to work, of course, but like, you know, take time off.
You could tell me where you're going to chill for a couple days and I'll fly my jet over there. Oh my God. Yes. I mean, TikToks. They won't have TikToks then. It'll be something else. But, yes.
I ain't meeting you know where you could park an RV. It's not going to happen. I don't like that.
First of all,
I don't like that. George, I'm not a bug person.
Well,
it's anywhere. I mean,
Have to get there. Just the destination. Like, to be there. Because there's I consider that. Like,
no. Not going to happen. Yeah, I want to go to, like, Montana. I want to go to Wyoming. Yes. I want to see, like, mountains and greenery.
That's what I wanted to
I mean, I really don't care about that.
I don't mean either.
Like, I want to see experience it, but I don't necessarily mean
I need to travel
outdoors.
Like, I like to travel. Like, I love road trips and everything. I guess I just, I think it's, like, things are beautiful. Like, oh, that's great. Like, but I mean, for me, I think it's a seen one, seen all kind of thing. Like, so if I've seen one mountain,
no, I
want to
hike.
Like, I guess. It's not a big deal to me. It's not a big deal to me. Like, whatever. It's whatever.
I've seen one mountain.
but I would love, like, I would love to travel. Just, I want to do more, like, I would like to do historical
landmarks
trips. Like, I wish I knew more of even just, like the Mexican history, you know, or Hispanic history or Latino, like, all of that. Like,
I
would. Yeah, I went to that museum
downtown.
Yeah, I went to that museum for the very first time 2 weeks ago. The very first time.
Wait, which one?
The National Museum that I was talking about. The Mexican Museum. The
Mexican Art.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The National Museum of Mexican Art. And that was the very first time I ever went to. And I'm like, I was like, how have I never been here before? But yeah, but that's what I would like to do. I would like to be able to travel, like, even just go to, like, the pyramids and...
Egypt is one of my bucket list places to go. Yeah. Like, I need to go to Egypt.
And I know my mom's
I want to go to Egypt.
My mom's talked about doing, like, the whole Jerusalem thing that she... Like, I wouldn't mind doing stuff like that, like, history-wise. Like,
yes.
It just, that fascinates me. Like, granted, like, I love mountains. They're beautiful. Yeah, I'll take a picture in front of them.
I'd rather go to Egypt over that. Like,
cabin. I would like to go to Africa.
Right.
Ooh,
nice.
That'd be cool. Yeah, I mean, like...
I wouldn't mind staying there for the weekend.
Yeah. I was just saying, like, what I would like to be doing in 10 years. Yeah. Like, from now in to 10 years, yes, I would like to travel in between, but like, damn near 50, I would like to be able to take time off and just travel around and not be in a rush to get back. And all that good stuff.
Or
I hope my kids
do
are...
get back, it's just, like, not a big deal. Like, worry about doing things like work.
I'm like,
work backed up while you're gone.
I know. Yeah.
It's like retirement.
In 10 years, I am hoping to have my own show, hopefully. A couple films. I honestly, like, I've never, like, I have stories that I would like to tell. Like, have my own films, my own...
No, doggy.
Like, even write a book, things like that. But, like, I just don't... I don't think I have the patience to actually write.
Okay.
Like, I have all my old journals still. And that's the reason why I did journals for so long. Was because I'm, like... I always said, like, I'm gonna make... You know, they're for my autobiography. Blah, 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 whatever. But, like, realistically, like, yeah. Like, I would want to be able to just, like... Not so much because it's my life, like, whatever. But I do think that I have stories to tell. You know, like, so I would love to be able to, like, either write books or make a series out of it. You know, I don't know.
Shit, my life is boring.
Yeah. You don't have any
stories. What's that?
Meanwhile, all my stories in my web series are going to be all about you bitches. Like, it ain't so boring, y'all. It ain't so boring. Mm-mm. No. I think that we have a lot. We have a lot to tell. We just don't always realize how much we've accomplished, or how much we've done, or how much we've gone through. But I think that I think there are always all stories that somebody should hear or needs to hear, and it can always help somebody. Not to be cheesy, but anyway, where do you all see yourselves in 10 years?
10 years. Second career. Like, I do want to have another career. I want to explore something else. No. Well, like second career would probably be more like small business.
I
was thinking small business. Something mobile. I'm actually in the works, like, of thinking of a second career. So, just more like investment opportunities. I definitely want to have, like, a building and own a building and invest in property and... Like, the trip, the traveling, I mean, that's been on my mind for a long time. And then you would think, being a teacher and all,
I have the time.
I can up and leave. I think for me, it's more, I don't want to do things alone. Like, I have a hard time doing things alone. But I wouldn't get the same enjoyment because of, like,
yes, like,
I want to do more, like, historical, something that's, like, that means something. Not just, like, I'm just going just to go. Like, I want to, like, experience it the way I want to experience it. Not, like, with kids who I have to look over and, oh, they're complaining.
Yeah.
And then, obviously, in 10 years, they're not going to be children. They'll be adults. Maybe that experience will be different with adults.
Which is true, because me as a kid, there's no way I would have wanted to do it.
Yeah, you don't, like, appreciate those experiences. So, to me, it's more 10 years from now, yes. Maybe I could take a family trip and they'd be adults and... Or, well, even Marco. Marco will be 19 only, but...
19, dude.
Oh. Yeah. Wow. But he's of it. You're a grown-ass adult. She'll be 29, practically. Like, I know she'd be an adult, probably with her own family, and, you know, doing... But definitely I would want to do more of a family trip then, once they're older, but... Definitely, like, Egypt is on my bucket list. I would like to know that by then I would have gone, or maybe say, like, I definitely want to go now. And be married.
Yeah, be married.
I want to go with someone. I think that's the point. Like, because I don't want to feel like
I'm going to live
like
I'm married and I need to find a partner to do it because Eric doesn't could get couldn't give two shits about a lot of these places. And that's what sucks. Like, I don't want to say, like, I'm happy. Obviously, I'm happy. But sometimes, like, if your partner is not into the same stuff, it's like, right. That's how you don't do things. So, like, that's
definitely the reason that's why I would want to be married to someone who wants to and appreciates that.
Right, yeah.
That's why I would think, like, and now my that partner older, would have to appreciate that.
Getting
them.
Married later in life, like, we know what we want.
Right, exactly. Know? So, definitely like, choosing a partner that would share those interests. Like, or at least be compromised, like, willing to, like, of course, like, let's go together, let's do things together. I think that's what I crave, like, that company.
Yeah. Even I guess to me, like, I'm okay with doing it myself. And that's just me because, like, I don't mind that my husband doesn't want to do it, like, if you don't want to do it, like, I'd rather just go by myself than have you complete, then and enjoy right. it. Then, yes. then like you shopping. Just going with me and, like, not wanting to be there. You know what I mean?
And then it ruins the experience for you. Mm-hmm. And you're the one that wants to have that experience. Mm-hmm. So it's, like, definitely knowing if I have, even if it's, like, take a friend, if I'm married or whatever, like, a friend, somebody who would appreciate that experience with me. And
we can go together.
Oh, of course. Of course. I would definitely want to. Mm-hmm. Include you ladies and like let's all go and make we could even say in 10 years we should all do like a big girls trip together
I hope we could go together
and go to Egypt and shit like let's go and do things like that together because we know we'd appreciate that
for sure
but yes
and you're on your path because you said you're already looking into the business so that's
I am like I started literally looking like online and like
so in 10 years investing. We'll be celebrating her 10 year anniversary.
Hey, let's hope so. Let's hope so. So look out for maybe a business, a small business. Support small business.
Karina, Megan?
10 years. I'll still be a grandma. Still be a mom. Still be a shitty job. No, I don't know. I really don't know. I mean, I would like to have a cafe. I've always wanted to make coffee and ice cream.
Can I just work for you then?
Yeah.
It seems like no pressure. I'll just do that.
Yeah. We can live upstairs and I can leave my kids and my family.
They're not going to be kids anymore. They're going to be like adults.
But yeah, I mean, if I could do anything, I probably would want to either pick up and leave and go to either like a beach somewhere selling fucking hot dogs and enjoying the sunset every day and not having a care in the world. Having my own cafe, my own coffee shop and ice cream shop. Coffee and ice cream. You know, I worked for Baskin Robbins for like 10 years.
Yeah.
And I absolutely loved it, you know, so that would be, I guess that's more of a retirement plan.
I'll definitely go visit you guys. But you work there. I'll tip well, don't worry.
Thanks.
Or have a little, if I move with family, of course, maybe a little farm. Like some acres of land.
Oh yeah, I've always wanted to do that.
We had chickens growing up, like so I always wanted more chickens.
Soulmates, yeah. I don't want chickens, soulmates. Though.
I'll clean the chicken coop.
I just want, like, crops.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't want animals.
I guess. We could compromise.
10 years from now, y'all are going to live together?
Right? That's what I told her. I was like, when these people leave, I'm going to fucking move over.
They move out all the time.
I know.
that's always for rent.
Or when the one across the street was opened, it was for sale.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, but that's it.
No.
How about you, Karina?
Oh, what? I'm like, what?
What about you?
Married. Hopefully married, because it's been a damn long time already. Maybe travel to more places I've already been to. I mean, it hasn't been that many, but still. And then, you know, be working in one of those medical spas. I'll be giving you bitches Botox injections.
Oh, yes. Thank you, Jesus.
If I'm an RN first assist.
Yes. We
do it together, Megan. Nose jobs and
everything.
So how long before you got that? Because I'm going to need it pretty soon.
Hold on.
Yeah, like how long does that take? Like,
are you going for your RN or no? So it's
especially
because like
after we took our pictures today, we realized, like, we're not spring chicken.
And you know what's crazy? Like, so I'm friends with a lot of younger 30-year-olds on TikTok, and they all get that shit done.
Because you're supposed to keep up with it. Or you're supposed to do it while you're young because it's like maintaining. Because once you get older, I think your skin is more elasticy. It's a little bit more harder to correct. So they you're supposed to start younger. Because once you have that loose skin, you know, they're probably going to end up having to, you know, like, take some off.
But it...
I never would have, like, considered ever, like, getting a sleeve or anything on my whole thigh. Like, now I would, like, I would probably consider it if I had something good in mind. You know what I mean? Like, I just...
You're going to go and pull a Cardi B, like, get the whole, like...
Like, if I was skinny, fuck yeah, I would. I love tattoos that are, like, all right here.
Like your thigh or your...
I mean, even if it was something that I could find something, like, I love back tattoos, and I love, like, on the side. Oh, my God, I think they're so sexy. Like, I would like to get something along my side right here, and, like, right in the, like, in the middle of my back.
Shy.
Straight down, like, a line, kind of, but, like, not probably a phrase.
Kyphosis.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Like, one on my neck, I feel like, I wish I would have had to go up a little bit more because of the curvature in my neck. But go ahead, I
want to
hear.
I would have, maybe when I was younger, or even when you ladies were talking about going to go get tattoos, I was considering it. I'm such a big chicken, it was never going to happen. So no, it didn't happen. I was like, I used to think I wanted one, but no, I don't. I'm like, and I just, I can't. That's not me,
yeah,
you know?
That's cool, yeah.
And my boyfriend doesn't like girls with tattoos either. Because when you guys were talking about it, and I was like, okay, I want to go too. He was like, you cannot get a tattoo. He's like, that's, to him, that's like ugly. Like, well, he didn't really use that word, but you know.
There was one, I don't know what show it was, that somebody had like a tattoo like from here all the way down right here. He's like, see, that just looks so ugly. I'm like, I really wanted one like right here. I'm like, I didn't want one like on my chest or whatever, just because my chest is like right under my chin. So I don't need anything right here. But like, I do want one like right in the middle, like that goes down again. I'm like, he's like, when the hell would anybody see that? I'm like, I see it. Like, I don't give a fuck about anybody else. Right. Like, just to me, like, I like it, you know? I'm like, and I still, there's still tattoos that I still want to do. Like, I still want to do this one, you know? Like, and hopefully if one day I am skinny, I do plan on getting something right here, you know? But whatever. Like, there's just shit that I like, you know? Right. For me.
Maybe in the next, one of your next episodes could talk about, like, ooh, plastic surgery and, like... Ooh, that would be a good topic.
Yeah,
that's exciting. So like, put a tattoo where I get my tummy tuck.
There
and
you
shit.
Go.
Like, to cover up that scar.
To cover up that scar.
I'm like, I'm already getting like tummy tuck there, so that's on another episode, though.
Like, I know
that could be another one of your episodes.
We'll definitely have to make sure we cover that. but yeah, anything else you ladies wanna say to Lila?
Well, just happy birthday, of course.
Yes.
Thank you.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Lila.
Thank you.
Welcome
Happy
to the birthday. Big 3-9.
Oh,
she's the last one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right? She's the last one. She's the baby in our group.
Aww, your baby.
So that means that we get to turn 40.
Before
right
me.
Along with her. No,
before
right along
me.
With her.
Before me.
Happy birthday, Lila.
Thank you.
Hope you enjoyed your day.
Yes,
and
thank you.
Hope you enjoyed dinner. It was a really... We went to Azul Mariscos. Finally, I got to go there.
Thank you, ladies, for
go check it out if you're around.
Oh, thank you.
And hasta la próxima.
Until next time.
Bye. Bye.
Coffee with cinnamon.
Café.